Data Boys Media presents What a Destiny Podcast presents Dungeons and Destiny. Howdy, Guardians. How y'all doing out there? It's your main man, Xander. That's right, Xander from the Omicron Galaxy Nebula 7 2.0. You know, also in the fire team. Well, first of all, this is Dungeons and Destiny, and we are nearly done destroying Atheon. But in
it's
the fire team,
it's been a long journey.
It's been a long journey, but in guiding us through is Nick, the voice of God, Destiny
Hello.
Master
it's
God.
Me. I'm God.
Are you singing Adele in a low voice?
Hello, it's me. I'm God. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet. Hello.
Also the Friar team. He laughs like a goat. Oh, no, it's Emma. No, just kidding. She's
a
pretty
like
goat.
A goat.
No. She's
what up?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Strong woman. Strong woman.
You flatter me, sir.
I mean, you know how goats can, like, they can climb on things? You're really good at, like, perching on things. It's sexy. Also perching. On the fire team, his armor is made out of Diet Coke cans. It is Garrix.
That's what 2A's got.
That's why he gets his ass beat, because he's got aluminum on.
That's why he takes so much damage.
It's just not practical.
Destiny Master.
Hi, hello, yes.
I would like to...
How can I help you? You've reached the Destiny Master line.
I'd like to re-roll my gun, please.
Oh, hang on.
Again?
What
do you want?
It's a start.
Please hold just a minute.
What do you want? What gun could possibly appease you?
The pretzel rod.
Can I please have your...
The pretzel rod?
Can I please
it's
have your pen?
It's a grenade launcher.
Can I please have your pen?
My pin is...
The pretzel rod is
one,
a legendary.
Two, three.
Of course.
That's ridiculous.
Four.
That's ridiculous.
Naturally. No, it makes sense.
Are you typing on a folder?
You've got a lot of brawn.
Please roll.
Are you typing on paper?
Right.
So the Destiny Master God.
I'm changing the Piggly Wiggly into a grenade launcher.
Roll it.
Call the pretzel... The pretzel rod.
11.
11.
It has to. The pretzel rod's fucking funny.
Oh, launcher. You changed it into a rocket launcher?
Yes.
But what is it now?
It's called the pretzel rod.
Yeah. What is it?
We're changing the Piggly Wiggly. It's a primary.
Yeah, fuck the Piggly Wiggly, dude.
That it's a primary, and you're changing it to a rocket
it's
launcher?
It's the first ever It's the first ever primary rocket launcher.
Okay.
It's new.
It's new.
It's a primary rocket launcher.
No. It's the pretzel.
No, God, no.
Why not? But it's the pretzel rod. So
it looks
the damage.
You haven't earned it.
The damage is low.
I just asked you
the
if
damage
I could roll
low.
For a weapon. And
for a weapon name change. We're not going to roll for the entire weapon change. What are you, bonkers?
I think I asked
you're
for
in
a
the
weapon.
Middle, you're in the middle
oh, yeah.
of a fight. Like,
in the middle of a fight.
What are you thinking? Like,
I'm trying to get a better weapon.
It's not going
to
happen, homie. Sorry.
Almost convinced you.
Eat
to
your
let me
pretzel
roll for
rod.
Pretzel
it doesn't do
rod
any
kit.
Damage.
Oh, hey, and it's going to happen
maybe
so
you
hard.
Can roll
is there
so tough for you?
The ability to win the pretzel rod if you destroy Atheon?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Is that
the
a
game's
drop?
Over.
I don't know.
A
yet.
Drop? But what I was going to say is maybe we can go to the tower. Maybe you can roll
don't
for
they
that.
Have churros
no,
in the tower?
You can't go to the tower.
Shit, because then everybody says Atheon. Yeah.
I'd rather get a churro.
I'd like to destroy whatever monsters are on the outside. Is that
you're Atheon. No Atheon, monsters. He's at 133. You could fire.
All right, we got to start guessing.
I'm going to use my wait, my Sunstrike this time on Atheon.
Yeah?
Four plus the 10.
Is that under six?
Hold on. Four plus it 10 is. Plus seven.
Four.
Flaccid. 21.
21.
Sorry, that's all I got. Fuck it.
Flaccid?
But that's weapon of light, so that's plus five.
Weapon
of
light.
So that's
26.
26. So that's not bad.
No.
We'll take that, guys, right?
107.
We'll take that, right, Xander?
You need five more of those, and I'll take it.
Retarded.
Five.
And a Minotaur attacks Emma.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah,
11 plus five does 16 damage.
This is my last round. Next one with
who
the light.
Who of you guys has the relic?
You want me to get it?
Look it, I can shoot three. I can shoot three oracles at once. I have three shotgun shells.
Oh, ooh, look at that!
How's everyone doing?
So pick it up.
So yeah, then that means, where are my options?
So you're picking it up, but it's...
I'm picking it up.
And yeah. You could choose left and right. You don't have to roll. Just choose left and right.
All right, I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up. I'm going to choose right.
Incorrect.
Ugh.
It's not right.
Correct.
Not right.
And the Minotaur attacks Xander. 7 plus 5 does 12 damage.
12 damage, right? I can withstand that. Mm-hmm.
So should I just kill this Minotaur with my shotgun, or should I go for some oracles?
You can get 3 guesses right off the bat.
It's 12, right?
All
right,
I'm going to get 3 guesses right off the bat.
Okay.
So for the first one, I'm going to guess middle.
Good.
Nice.
2 more guesses.
The next one, I'm going to guess right.
Good.
Nice. And the third one, I'm going to guess right again.
Wrong.
Damn it. It's left, isn't it?
Is it?
Shit.
Did you get the first one?
I got the first two.
What are they?
Middle right.
Atheon. No, Atheon doesn't attack. The Minotaur attacks.
You got the first
attacks.
Two is middle right?
Minotaur attacks Emma.
Emma, my
8
sweet.
8 plus 5.
Emma, my darling.
13 damage.
What's your, no. What's your
11,
health?
11, 11 damage, sorry. 11
what's your health, woman?
Oh. 23.
Oh, God.
I'm going to use my sniper on Atheon.
Go for it.
Okay. 5. Oof, I'm doing horrible. 5 plus 10.
Under 6.
Under 6?
Plus 5. Wait, I'm sorry. So my sniper is... 15 with the plus 5, and then plus, what did I roll? 5, so it's 20.
20?
15 with the plus
5. Oh, plus my, sorry, 20 plus also, so it's 27 with my 7
with
strength.
Your, what, with your
my personal 7 strength.
And your weapons of light.
And my weapons of light.
With the plus 5?
No, I already added that to the 15.
Okay, so how much total?
That's 27.
87. 80, sorry, it's at 80.
All right, I'm chipping away.
Nice job. Atheon attacks. Oh, sure. It doesn't do anything. But it's your last
round. That's it for the bubble.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Ooh.
My Minotaur attacks Emma.
Oh, shit.
8 plus 5. 13?
All right, I'm at 10 health.
All right,
but I have a res.
Good.
So
10.
I can like take out some oracles maybe. If I die, I'll res, and I'll take out the rest of them.
So you're catching on, my friend.
Or I'll try.
Sounds good to me. So right. What,
it's your turn,
what do you want me to do?
I want you to kill
woman.
I want you to kill some shit. Kill that Minotaur so he stops hurting us.
What has he been doing?
I can kill the Minotaur. Sure.
All right, Minotaur's down. Done.
All right, that's
my Hobgoblin.
Happy lady?
Hobgoblin attacks Xander.
Good.
6 plus 3 does 9 damage.
Knife.
I'm only down to... All right. 29. I'm cool.
So I'm going to go ahead and use my shotgun.
Okay.
Cool.
Three more. So I'm going to guess we have middle right, and I guessed.
It's a fly.
I guessed right, so that was wrong.
Not right.
So is it
it's
left?
Not right.
It's left. I'm going to guess
not
left.
Right.
Wrong.
Okay, so it's middle.
Yeah.
And then I have one more guess, M-R-M-L, left.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're 4 down. Let's go.
What you
got on that, Garrix?
What are they?
Oh, it's middle
I
right, middle
four
left.
In a row, so you
middle right,
get
middle
five,
left.
You beat me.
Dude, this one's
Hobgoblin attacks Emma.
Middle right, middle left, middle
the
right.
Record
middle.
Is 4. You
does
tied me.
6 plus 3 does 9 damage.
I've got one fucking
Garrix
health,
is all
bro.
Your buddy.
That's good though, because that means I got another shotgun round.
Yeah.
Without having to use my sniper.
Yeah.
And if I get all three of these right,
yeah.
I could use my super outside.
I'm going to use my sniper again on Atheon.
Give
oh,
it to him.
Man.
Siete.
A 1.
A 1.
Plus 10.
Garrix is coming up
plus
short.
Plus 7.
He needs to be big.
It's 18.
18.
18.
It's ridiculous.
Even when I don't roll
62?
Well, I still get him down. I still
yeah.
have 18.
62?
62.
Yeah,
okay. Let's get out there. We're almost there, dude.
Yes. Atheon attacks Garrix.
No problem. I got 60, buddy. What you got?
25.
Damn,
45.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. 35.
Good job.
What?
It's 35.
Oh, shit. So then.
Oh, he took 15 away?
Yeah.
Good job.
That hurts. Good job.
Good job. All
right, Xander.
Wait, 35?
What you got?
35 to 20, and I rolled a 15.
So
35.
We got middle right.
Oh, no, sorry.
Left.
How much did you take?
Sorry, 20.
Middle
I rolled
right,
25, so
left.
You're at 35. If you're at 60,
I'm
you're
at
35.
Middle right, middle yeah. left.
Oh, you don't have to roll. Yeah, yeah.
Middle.
You just guess.
Middle, right, middle, left,
incorrect.
Middle.
Incorrect.
What?
Incorrect.
I've got one health.
I think that's wrong. Recount. I don't believe it.
It was middle, right, middle, left.
And it's not.
Not middle.
Middle.
NM, buddies.
So is it R?
You can call it NM.
So what does that mean? NM.
Not middle.
Not middle. All right, so you write down NM. Yeah. Got it.
Wow.
I hobgoblin attacks Emma.
Oh, shit, I'm dead.
She's dead.
And she's dead.
She, in a whimper.
It would have been.
You're a strong woman, I thought.
But I'm going to go ahead and res.
Boom.
Yeah, you can res now. I'm I can res now, too, which is
and
good.
And I'm going to roll for an extra grenade, and I rolled 8, which means that I rolled more than 7, so
okay.
I'm good.
So you have 4 guesses. You can.
I've got four guesses here. Yeah. Okay, excellent. 4 guesses. So middle, right, middle, left, not middle. So is it right?
No.
Okay, it's so it's left. Mm-hmm. All right, and I've got 2 guesses left. Mm-hmm. Is he going to go left again, guys? How many L's is he taking this round?
So it's left?
It's, yeah, middle, right, middle, left.
It's going to be middle.
Left, middle. Left, middle?
No, it's going to be middle. It's going to be, it's right now, it's middle, right, middle, left.
Left, right.
Middle.
It's going to be right.
Right?
Middle, right, middle, left, left is what it's been.
That's what I said.
You said middle right after that.
Middle, right, middle, middle.
Yeah, exactly.
So are we going right here, guys?
Right.
We're going right.
You're an idiot. Oh. Middle.
So, oh. So you have one more guess.
So not is right. It middle then?
No.
So it is a triple L.
So it's
trip L's.
I'm telling you, he's taking L's, guys.
Unreal. Unreal.
Atheon is taking L's.
That was rough.
You said it, buddy.
But rough. Hey, we're our 1, 2, 3,
Atheon attacks Garrix.
How's he feeling?
27.
How's that health over there, Garrix?
Damn, I'm down to what?
8.
Where am I?
Down to 8?
You're at 8.
Oh,
you're
it
at
is Garrix's turn.
What's Atheon at?
Hey, you can heal yourself.
I know.
Yeah, you don't want to die
asking,
here.
What is it?
Atheon is at 62.
We're so close.
I'm going to revive, obviously, a little bit, or res a little.
Good idea.
What is that?
10.
10 plus.
There you go.
Your
the old Garrix.
7.
The old Garrix I know.
Another 9.
Oh, it's all your intelligence?
Yep.
16. Yeah.
I have a high potential.
You need to drink more Diet
Coke. How much is it total?
16 plus, what 10. Was that? 10.
26.
There.
So add it to whatever you had.
There.
Yeah, what do you have to do with
there, Nick?
There.
Here. All right, Nick?
Take it. I there. Healed.
I healed. There.
I'm Garrix, the mighty healer.
The mighty healer.
All right, so I'm back at...
I mean, he is a healer.
34.
He's the only class that can heal, like, the team.
I'm a good guy, Charlie Brown.
But does he drive a shaggy
Atheon
wagon?
Atheon attacks Garrix. And just 32 damage.
She
has 2 health.
2 health. Bruh. Everybody's dying all around me.
Scott, I need you to guess.
I don't even.
Oh yeah, you don't need. You need. There's two left. Just so you guess.
No, there's one. It's oh
no,
yeah.
There's two left.
Left. It's left. It's
it
left.
Has to be left.
We know
so
it's left.
I'll get left.
So done.
Middle right. Yeah. Middle left. Left. Left.
Next one. You're holding the thing.
Yeah. I'm holding
so yeah. You don't get the next round skip for you.
Oh, okay. So.
But it's okay because if I guess right. Then we're out, and I got 3 guesses, dude, so I'm going to guess
my
right.
My hobgoblin attacks Xander.
Go at it.
And does 8 damage.
Nice. Good job.
No problem.
All right, so I'm going to guess all 3.
I'll take it.
I got 3 shots on my nightmare, and I'm going to guess.
Guess.
Left.
Right.
All right. Oh.
Done.
Hey, I'm telling you, he's taking L's, boy.
That's 4 L's in a row.
Out.
Oh.
Atheon attacks Garrix one more time as you guys jump out.
Blah, blah, blah,
like
blah.
Usual.
And does 29 damage.
I'm dead.
30, 40, it doesn't matter.
Why is Garrix always getting shot up?
Because he's a tank.
He did his job, though.
He's
my job.
Hey. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Let me get some pounding.
It's your turn.
Yeah, what do you think, Xander?
Give him some pounding.
I don't have the relic anymore?
You still have the relic. You shield in front of them. So now it's just a straight up shot at. Around, so you go, and you go.
You hit 45.
He's got 62. Between the both of you guys can.
You
take
hit 45. You don't have to roll.
I don't have to roll. 45. I hit
45.
Oh,
yeah, 45.
Boom.
Wait. What is he? Is that where you put him at?
Yeah. This
we
is where the
and
music
we get the plus
starts.
10?
Yeah.
We get the plus 10. Oh, guys, give me my shotgun. Give me my shotgun. I'm pulling out the nightmare. It's about to be over. I'm rolling. I got 9. I rolled again. 18. Just for fuck's sake, another 10. He's dead. Blah. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going, guys. That's
and it. Emma saves the day. Wow. And Atheon is defeated. And the music plays. And the band played on.
High fives, guys.
Nice job.
We fucking did it.
Even though he called me a pimp. Give me a high five.
So, I wanted to say that I'm going to actually edit these all together and release a full anthology, like almost like an audiobook of the series.
Cool.
So you can listen to it. I was also just saying, like, I'll post all the final papers. Yeah. Anyone,
read it in the papers.
Anyone could, we could even put, if you want, try to put some more rules for people so they could see how to play it on their own.
Right. A lot of it, as you could tell, you know, it's somewhat mapped out and I had to kind of make up some of it on the spot.
Sure.
But that's kind of the beauty of the fun of Dungeons and Dragons is that it becomes like a game of just making people have fun, you know,
sure.
And kind of guiding people along in a story. We do a lot more rolling than in general. The stuff that I've seen.
Okay.
We do a lot more rolling in this game.
That's nice. Cool, though.
It was a fun numbers game.
I mean, 80% of our rolls were for dumb shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sending Andy to...
How did you guys... Well, what did you guys think about Atheon? I want to see what you guys
think. It was
fun.
It was tough. Yeah. It was definitely tough, but...
It was cool.
Once I figured out that I had my shotgun...
Yeah, the three shot all the time. Easy.
I was able to three shot him, but
you know,
I was never there.
What I liked about it is it was a perfect length, first of all, and then it seemed like, you know, it had an interesting pattern. I don't know. I liked it.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
good. It makes for a really good evening with some friends.
Sure.
Yeah,
that was a good time.
Yeah,
it'll be like a long evening, but.
We
got to
do our takeaways. Like, we got to go around the horn. The takeaways, you know, about our characters and the things I learned, you know.
Yeah.
Would you take away,
Xander? Well, after you do your takeaway, I'm going to award you guys with an exotic weapon.
Well, here's what's going to happen is that, you know, we're all sitting down in this room and then they turn the camera on each of us. And so I go, well, I'm Xander. I mean... This was an interesting trip, you know, ex-lovers, ex-roommates, you know, not in that general order, you know, bickering, fighting, tensions rising, little children hiding, you know, we went in good friends, and I think it was before, like, you know, there's parts where it was a little rocky because... Like, shit was coming up. Like, you know, someone call me a pimp.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Someone call me a pimp.
We can't hear him right now. He's alone in the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Someone call me a pimp.
He's in that room alone.
I don't understand what he's talking
You know,
about.
A pimper of women.
We're in the other room. We're like
a pimper of men.
Yeah, he doesn't know that you guys are listening.
A pimper of animals.
You accused him of doing that.
Yeah.
A pimper of pumpkins.
You thought I was crazy.
You got good sources.
They said I was a pumpkin pimper.
What is this? Is he done?
Excuse me. Here's the thing, boys.
Is
learned
it our
the friendship.
Turn?
The game is over. This is your guys'
I learned
show
that
now.
Friendship wins.
I was closing it out.
Oh, and close it out. Close it out. Well, we
this
gotta,
is wait. Hold on.
He's got stuff to say. Sorry.
Things have
unreal.
Been thrown, people.
Unreal.
Objects have
unreal. Well,
flung across.
All right.
Go ahead, Garrix.
I'll just ask you the question.
Go ahead. No, you're next.
Wait, so did
what's your takeaway?
So are you a pimp or not?
That's alleged. Okay.
So my takeaway is that you guys didn't believe in me most of the time.
Wow.
And
so,
I...
Wow.
Why would you say that?
Because I...
Why would you say that?
Picked on me. Because you thought
why
you...
Why would you say that?
You never trusted me. And I did a lot of the DPS. Look at the numbers.
Look at
no
the
one has
numbers.
Numbers.
No, numbers exist.
Let me see your numbers.
Right here.
Let me see them.
Numbers.
Let me see these numbers.
A lot of numbers.
Numbers.
Let me tell you something.
These aren't even numbers.
I put out the highest DPS
no,
at one time.
Well, I put the most.
Emma actually did the most. I'll probably say Emma did the most.
I just want you to know that
you know that I have grenades and I have three shots on my shotgun, and most of the time they were like 30 plus.
So Garrix handed me his paper. and his G's look like S's, so it says Pissy Whistly.
Maybe that's the name of the gun.
The Pissy Whistly.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, you'll get it. Go ahead and get an exotic weapon of your choice.
Okay. So
what about Emma? Emma, takeaway.
You know, I had a lot of fun. I definitely see myself playing this again.
You're wearing a deep V.
Yeah,
I can see some cleave.
So,
a little deep.
Do you think you're going to be a little less provocative in the next game? Because you were very overtly sexual.
Well,
made slight advances toward me. I called HR.
Let's just say
they did not call back.
I was getting mixed signals, and I was way off base.
Fair enough.
Okay, now are we out of character now?
But so
Destiny Master, what is your takeaway?
The game is over.
What's your takeaway?
My takeaway?
Nick Dossman, because you're no longer the Destiny Master. You're Nick Dossman now.
I'm surprised at since you guys asked me to do Vault of Glass, right?
Yeah.
You spell Garrix, G-A-A-R-X.
Yeah.
Two A's.
Garrix, not Garrix.
Garrix.
It's Garrix.
Garrix. It's Garrix.
What? You put a Y in it. You got to put a Y in it.
Oh, Garrix.
I probably did have a Y in it. That's just
Y in this.
It's like Scribble Scrabble. It's Garrix.
Please, go on.
Yeah, the reason.
Give me my goddamn sheet. Son of a bitch.
The reason. So you're, but you're really good at the Vault of Glass in Scott.
Yeah,
Scott's terrible.
Scott loves the Vault of Glass.
I used to do carries.
It was the best.
Favorite one, right?
It's one of my favorites.
It's one of your favorites as well, and you guys are good at it, right?
Yeah.
So I figured. You guys doing it?
No, it was
you
good.
Guys would have gotten a lot of the
things.
We loved
some
it.
Of the stuff that actually happened in the game.
Yeah,
but it surprised me sometimes how many times you guys forgot that you had to do something.
Dude, it's been a while since I played the Vault of Glass.
It's been a while,
but I do love it.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I would say
I'm just saying. What
I would say that this show goes on hiatus and maybe we do one with Destiny 2 lore since Destiny 2 is coming out. Yeah. Maybe it's about coming back in maybe the winter break when there's a little lull between the next expansion and whatever.
Yeah. It wasn't easy. Like developing. That's why
I think it should be something that maybe
it took a while.
Is literally maybe twice a year. A winter, Christmas time, and then in the summer.
Christmas.
So you have two.
It could
you
be spring and fall.
Dungeons and Destiny. One day it might just happen to you. So
it also took 3 years to develop this one.
You never know.
This might be it. So check Amazon. Dungeons and Destiny.
Amazon Prime.
Will be free. Yeah. The movie will be coming out.
Free next day shipping.
I just drew a penguin.
Is it a pretty penguin?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. I don't know. What do you think? That's
you know,
it. It's sad
monogamous.
To go, but
yeah,
we'll see you on the other side.
Oh, that doesn't look like a penguin.
Say goodbye, Scott.
Scott straight up.
Everyone
just
was supposed to get him.
Okay.
I was trying to get you guys an exotic, but I guess you guys don't care.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh right. No. So we get one final. We get one final.
One final roll for an exotic.
So what? What did I get?
Garrix will roll first.
Naturally, it'll be under 17.
A 17.
I respect.
So you get a
poundage.
The pretzel rod.
An exotic sniper.
Damn it! It's not the pretzel rod.
I already have a sniper.
We get a better sniper.
Fine. It's called the pretzel rod.
Wow.
Oh, the pretzel rod.
Yeah.
It the pretzel rod. Why are you so dead set on that?
I love pretzel rods. They're delicious.
You've mentioned.
Pretzel rod is a single plus 20 shot.
It's fucking disturbing.
Just by itself.
So I could use this the next time we do Dungeons and Destiny?
Yeah.
What's it called?
The pretzel rod. You named it.
I got an 8.
I was just checking you remember.
Ooh.
I rolled an 8.
You rolled an 8. You didn't get a weapon. You got an exotic helmet.
Okay.
That gives you plus 5 agility.
Does it at least have a little...
Sunbreakers, yeah.
That's not a helmet.
It's an agility
helmet.
Does
it have a little propeller on top?
Yes. That's what the agility is about.
Fuck yeah.
And pizza. You call it the...
Fuck you.
The dunce?
The pizza.
Wait. So what did I get? Like
it's an exotic helm.
I know, but
plus
what?
Plus 5 agility.
Plus 5?
Yeah.
I love it.
15.
Your agility's at 50?
15.
Oh.
15 agility, bro.
So what is it called?
You know, the Peabody.
The Peabody. The Peabody. Peabody. Spinny helmet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Peabody.
Adam, it's your turn.
Mr. Peabody. All
right. It's my turn. I rolled a three.
A three.
Yeah. Okay.
You get in some exotic gauntlets.
All right. Wait, I already had gauntlets.
Those you give, these are just more. They just get more.
Okay.
Sunbreakers, hang out.
You get plus two strength. Just add plus two strength to your...
It's going
to
be in the pipus.
Whatever your strength is.
Yeah, well, Xander's cooler than everybody else, so...
If you want our autographs, we'll have them available via Facebook.
Do you have a name for your gauntlets?
Oh, I do have to name them, don't I?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to name them Courage.
Cool.
Oh.
Like the Pixar movie Courage.
It's no, so like serious. Courage the Cowardly
the
Dog.
The Cowardly Dog, movie. Yeah. They're so purple.
Serious.
Yeah.
They're purple with black spots.
They are.
Yeah. Well,
they're
cool.
Supposed to be for Voidwalker,
yeah.
But they also help me out on my Sunsinger.
They just add. Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I was whack roll.
Well, nicely done. Everyone looks tired and satisfied.
It's a long adventure.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
This is like an entire day's worth of a game. Like,
yeah, how many hours have we put into this, though?
I want to say...
Over 12 hours. Like
12 hours?
That's like a small...
It's a small audio.
Wow, are we crazy?
It wasn't 12, because it's 12 episodes, and most of them were 30
like 40 minutes.
I'd say, okay, round it to like 11.
Yeah.
No, 10. No. Like 10, it's maybe like 9. Hours, yeah. Like an 8, 9 hours.
Yeah, we'll see.
Whatever, Adam. We don't pay to be right.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
We don't pay him off.
It's...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The intern.
It's... I'm more likely to play it with a group of friends.
We don't not pay you to be
or
right.
8 than 10 or right. 12.
But would you be able to play for 9-10 hours? Like,
I think I would definitely be able to
play
do
your
it
face off
over a few days. Yeah. I would have to like email it to my friends.
That's
and then
how
just
kids
play
used
on
to play.
Xbox.
I never. This is new. The Dungeons and Dragons thing is new to me too. So
yeah.
But I imagine that kids a long time ago used to play for hours, like
hours.
See,
on
but
end.
If yeah. I if
kids
I email
these days
it
play
to
for
some
hours.
Friends.
Sure.
Then we could just play online while we're playing on the Xbox.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, fools. Well, that was a lot of fun. Until next time.
Bye.
This Late.
Is a Destiny
Later.
Podcast. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Dungeons and Destiny.